B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because... what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, first off, that alarm, I heard it. So even though Cooper woke us up at 4, it's not, Christy didn't remember to turn off the 4:30 a.m. alarm. So I heard that noise, not radio related, for the first time since she went on leave. It's been that long.
Really?
Yeah, because like it's not like we had to wake up. The baby cries.
Did it send chills down your spine at all, or no? Does it not bother you?
I was fine. No, because I hear it. I do hear it every day.
My girlfriend had to change the alarm sound because she hated it so much. Swear to God.
What did she change it to? The
some song. she did like some song or something like that, which is now annoying to me, and it's an artist we like too. So I'm annoyed by that.
My best friend Jimmy had, for some reason, one song on his iPod, and it was because of, I forget which Madden it was, but it was Lil Wayne's 6 foot, 7 foot.
Okay.
And so because it was the only song he had on his iPod at the time, he made that the alarm.
Okay.
And so whenever that song plays, he gets like...
gets the chills.
He gets the chills, yeah. Because it was like a high school alarm,
yeah.
Which is the worst, because now you're getting up earlier than you do now as an adult, which, you know, I will forever... complain
go
about
to school
that
for 8 hours.
Yeah, change the time of high school, please, and school. Like, it's ridiculous, but whatever. I digress. So I survived hearing the alarm this morning. But the reason why I said, speaking of morning thoughts, I was talking about, you know, looking forward to Friday because of cheat day. Is I love my everyday life. I do. Like, this is I have a great job. But do you start looking forward to, like, is life about looking forward to things as you get a little bit older? Because, you know, I've now entered the stage of my life with a baby that I can't go, I'm going to go to the bar today. Like when I was in Manioc and, you know, dude, when Christy was working nights, 3 days a week, right? You know, I had the house myself. I did whatever I want. You know, it was like, I'm going to go to the bar today.
Yeah.
$5 beers at this spot, wing night at this spot.
No responsibilities.
None whatsoever. You know, it's different now, right? So this Saturday is my buddy's engagement party. Alex, he and his fiance M. Alex was in my wedding, so I'm in his. It's awesome. Can't wait to go this Saturday because my parents are going to watch the baby.
Nice, very nice.
And I'm going to have no responsibilities for like 4 or 5 hours. Is that adulthood?
I think so.
Like looking forward to things, and then when that party's done, do I then start looking forward to the next thing?
Yes.
Yep. Like I start going, oh man, what's that next thing I'm looking forward to? Because if I can't think of it, I'm going to start freaking out.
It's just 29 days of that, of stress like that, and then one day a month of like, wow, I'm excited. I'm excited for something.
So I am so excited for Saturday, and that's what I was thinking about this morning. It was day one of me being, you know, I'm home with Coop because she leaves for work at 6:20 a.m. I don't leave for work until, you know, between 8:15, 8:30. So I had 2 hours, and I was like, oh, Saturday's going to be really fun.
You just thought about it for 2 hours.
Yeah. So that was my morning thought. And, of course, that Saturday, I'm probably going to imbibe a little bit like you did last night.
Thanks for the reminder.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Are you, like, kind of back to form at this point?
I'm getting there, buddy. We're good. So, yesterday, we had a Phillies game. We did a big tailgate and stuff like that we did for Yards, as you mentioned, that I worked there also,
yep,
as being part-time here. So, we had a company Yards Phillies game. Our Christmas party got canceled because of COVID, and all, you know, COVID was crazy around Christmas time.
The Omicron.
Yes, correct. So they decided to do a Phillies game. They closed down the tap room. They closed at 3, and we all did the Phillies game. There was like 100 people there.
Dude, at 3?
3 o'clock, yeah. Yep.
Whoa.
So we were there at 4 o'clock. Got the train in. Got there around 4:28 exactly.
So you started drinking early.
Oh, yes. And it didn't stop anytime soon after that.
That's awesome.
So, you know, usually when I'm part-time, if I'm not filling in, my hours can be weird. Like, some days I have off Monday, Tuesdays, and stuff like that. Other days or other weeks, it's like Wednesday and a Friday or so. It's weird, you know? So, like, usually I don't have to be up at 7:30 in the morning to get ready to get the show here.
Yes.
So I knew this all along, and I knew that I was going to be, I would have to be up early to get in and then talk on the radio for 4 hours straight, which, you know, isn't the easiest thing to do if you are hungover. I know there's harder things out there to do, like have a child when you're hungover, I'm sure. But So I need help out there. People, please. What is your go-to hangover cure? Because I'm hurting a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, see, like, I'm not good at it, right? I'm usually just a power through it. I am very good at chugging the water at night.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what status of drunk I am at. I am good at usually chugging a water bottle just to be like, all right, this is going to help me in the long run.
Yes, it's worth it.
Even though I have one eye open right now, it's going to help out in the long run. Yeah, you know, I'm really just a coffee the next day and you know, power through it. But I do know that there are people. A friend of mine, I still remember, dude, it was crazy. And this is one that a lot of people will have.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It was a New Year's Eve party, so it was God knows what time, and he chugged the Pedialyte or Pedisure, whatever, the baby one.
The night before or the day after?
The night before, before he went to sleep.
Bed. Yeah.
And dude, he woke up. He was the drunkest out of everybody.
Okay.
At like 4 in the morning.
We've all been there.
He woke up at 8. He did the Undertaker, you know, sprung up. And he was ready to go. And
that's
I was like, whoa. And that was before they, you know, now they're starting to do commercials for it.
Yes, yes.
Like, that was before it was, like, commercialized. And a lot of people talked about it. He did it. And I was like, all right. So that stuff works. So that's one.
I've never tried the Pedialyte. My buddy's like, you know, that's all they do if a night before drinking, night after drinking, whatever it may be. Because it's what? It's just hydration pretty much at that point.
Yes.
So I've never tried it. But I feel like it's something I should try. So the go-to for me is always grease,
yeah,
and an orange Gatorade, and a couple Advil, and I'm a new man.
So you watch John Travolta, grease, and then you take an Advil.
Exactly. Need to watch John Travolta.
Go grease lightning, go.
And then I'm good to go. Before that, don't talk to me.
Okay.
But yes, usually a greasy sandwich. Unfortunately, today I didn't have time to cook the greasy sandwich. It was either, you know, wake up 20 minutes early and cook it, or get an extra 20 minutes of sleep, which may have saved me there, Andrew. So
I made the right decision. There's Pagano's downstairs.
I know, which I'm thinking of doing. So I'm thinking that's my go-to. But I know everyone out there, we've all, for the most part, have had that hangover that we don't want to have.
Alyssa checks in. Fountain Sprite. That's your go-to.
Dude, that's the lunch.
The Fountain Sprite. And then Gene, my man Gene, awful Gene, for the first time you and I agree on something. Stay drunk.
Well,
but you can't do that. You can't do that because you're at work today. So he can't do that one, Gene. But thanks for your input. All right, that'll do it for Morning Thoughts. Thank you for that. Let's help Tom out. That's the beauty of this show. When I always talk about needing parenting advice, we need to help Tom out. He's having a rough start to the day today. You're doing fine. I wouldn't know it.
I appreciate that.
I think you're doing a great job staying, you know, powering through it. You might hit a wall at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm waiting for
it. I might too. So let's see who hits it first. But no, I'm proud of you. You're
thanks,
fighting
man.
Through it.
Try my best.
So let's help Tom out. My first day hired here. So I was an intern.
I think I heard the story.
In June of 2014. So a lot of things revolved around drinking here. Okay. I should really think about that one.
It's weird how it works.
You know, I've told the story that I applied drunk to the internship program.
Yes.
And got a phone call from Coach Camille a week later saying, are you still interested? And I said, of course I am. Interested in that thing that I
remind
did.
Me what that thing is.
Yes,
again.
Yeah, sure. I'll be there for the interview. My first day after I got hired, because I was an intern from June of 2014 to December of 2014. My first day of training was December 20th. My 21st birthday was December 19th. So I did the midnight thing. So like, you know, during the day of December 19th, I wasn't working, but then I went back out the night of my birthday. And I had to be in here at 5:45.
Because you have to do the morning show.
On December 20th.
Yes. Yeah.
And Joe Boyle, who was a producer that you know, he was gone not too long after I started. So you have no idea who Joe Boyle is. Joe Boyle did what all good producers do when it's training. All right, I'll watch you. You got this. Figure it out on your own. And I'm like, okay. Thinking that, like, I may have had a nice kind of cushy day.
First day, yeah.
Sit back, watch over his shoulder. No. Get to work, kid. And I was like, oh, okay. Thanks, man. It was great.
And there's not many worse things to do when you're hungover than, like, cutting audio and listening to it blare in your ears back there.
At quarter to six on a Saturday morning or something like that. Yeah, it was great. All right, we'll reset everything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.